Art Modell died in the place he's called home since 1995, Baltimore. That city's sports writers, like Aaron Wilson, are filling the papers with testimonials to his philanthropy, his humor, and the Ravens' consistent playoff appearances.
Art brought the NFL back to Baltimore and brought a Super Bowl title here. And in Maryland, he didn't really have a lot of enemies. He had a lot of support, and he was known as a guy that really would give everyone a square deal. He was a friendly guy. He was a funny guy.
In Cleveland, things were a bit grimmer. For years, Modell was vilified for moving the Browns to Baltimore. But it's been 17 years, and fans have become more forgiving and even forgetting.
I feel a little bit saddened because I'm hoping that his family can understand and overcome it.
I can't hold him responsible because he chose to move on somewhere else.
Should have been forgiven a long time ago.
I don't really have an opinion on it.
Didn't really register.
The man's passing. Okay, he's gone. And then we move forward. You don't look back. You look forward.
Art Modell was born in Brooklyn in 1925 into the family that started the East Coast sporting goods chain, Modell's. After serving in the Air Force, he got into television production and advertising and bought the Browns in 1961 for $4 million. Only $250,000 of that came from his own money. The rest came from partners and loans. At the time Modell took over, Chuck Shadowski was a fresh-faced cameraman at WJW, the TV home of the Browns.
We had, like, the oldest equipment in the world, and he called us the last of the wood-burning TV stations. But that was him. You know, he could be biting humor.
Shadowski recalls Modell's controversial firing in 1963 of head coach Paul Brown, who was from Massillon and led the team to 7 championships in 17 seasons.
The shock. Cleveland loved Paul Brown because Paul Brown was from this area. And when he first constructed the team, over 90% of the players were from this area. I mean, this was really a hometown team. Akron, Canton area, and Massillon, and Cleveland. Obviously, it was a big ego thing. Paul Brown was, you know, getting all the press, and Modell loved the press, so I guess he just wanted him out of the way.
Modell was president of the NFL from 1967 to 1969, and he helped negotiate what has become one of the most lucrative sports broadcasting deals in the world, Monday Night Football. In 1970, his team hosted the first Monday Night Football game. Pro Football Hall of Fame spokesman Joe Horrigan says the marriage of TV and football is a big part of Modell's legacy.
It was a gamble. It was a risk. You know, they had to have some foresight in looking at primetime sports on television, and it probably was not an easy sell, and not probably, absolutely wasn't an easy sell to the networks. So it was one of those things where it became a challenge not only to convince the networks to do it, but then to change the culture of football, and it became such a part of pop culture, American pop culture, that obviously we're still feeling the positive effects of that move.
Still, Modell's Browns and its successor haven't won a championship since 1964. Since 2001, Modell has been a finalist or semifinalist for the Hall of Fame 8 times. But the controversial move to Baltimore is often cited as a key reason he's never been inducted. The move followed more than 3 years of battles between Modell and the city over improving or replacing Cleveland Municipal Stadium. Modell always defended his position.
What is required and what we have here is far beyond the capacity of the community in Cleveland. And I was not going to be put myself in a position of demanding something and then be accused of time and time again of being an extortionist, shakedown artist, and what have you. I'm just not going to do that.
Cleveland sued to enforce the Browns' lease, and the NFL negotiated a deal for the team colors and history to stay in Cleveland. Doug Deacon played for the Browns from 1971 to 84 and has been part of the team's radio and TV broadcasts ever since.
He was a good boss. You know, he was a man that did a lot of good things for the community when he was here. You know, and unfortunately, he did one thing that was bad, and it's unfortunate we only remember the bad, but I can see the good things he did too. You know, when players had financial problems and they needed some help because they didn't make the money they make today, Art would always help them out. He was generous in that way.
In 1996, Modell set up shop as the Baltimore Ravens. That team's dismal inaugural year gave way to a Super Bowl win 5 years later. By 2004, Modell had sold 99% of the Ravens to current owner Steve Bisciotti. Art Modell was 87. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.